With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A long line of emergency equipment traveled through the streets of Rhinelander with lights flashing to honor the memory of Rhinelander's assistant fire chief. Services were held yesterday for Dan Bauer, who died of a heart attack November 2nd. Departments from a wide area showed their respect by participating in a funeral procession which traveled through Rhinelander yesterday. People stood along the streets to honor Bauer's service as well. Bauer served the Rhinelander Fire Department for nearly 19 years as a firefighter and paramedic. A memorial fund has been set up with People's State Bank in Rhinelander. College funds for each of his four children have also been set up. A separate fund for the family has also been set up through the fire department. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced Thursday afternoon its decision to issue permits with conditions as part of Enbridge's proposal to replace a segment of Line 5. The reroute will travel through Ashland and Iron counties. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
In 2019, the Bad River Band filed a lawsuit arguing Enbridge was trespassing on its reservation and sought immediate removal of the pipeline. Since then, Enbridge has been working to reroute it south of the reservation. The existing line runs for 645 miles from Superior, Wisconsin to Ontario, Canada, including a 12-mile segment that passes through the Bad River Reservation. Enbridge is proposing to replace 20 miles of existing pipeline with 41 miles of new pipeline routed entirely outside the reservation's border. The Wisconsin DNR says the permit contains more than 200 conditions to ensure compliance with the state's wetlands and waterways standards. Approvals from both the DNR and U.S. Army Corps are needed before the project can proceed. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Supporters of the project say the reroute is important for energy needs and will create jobs. Opponents say it's an environmental risk to wetlands and waterways. Clean Wisconsin says it's considering a legal challenge to the Line 5 permits. Aspirus announced Thursday it plans to build a new hospital in Chippewa Falls in western Wisconsin. In March 2024, Hospital Sisters Health System announced it was closing Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire and St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls. Nearly 9 months later, Aspirus Health announced it is collaborating with Chippewa Falls officials to build a new local hospital. Matt Haywood is the Aspirus Health President and Chief Executive Officer.
Get them the services that they need as quick as we can, and that would start with an emergency room, it would be hospital beds, it would be basic lab and radiology services.
Based in Wausau, Aspirus operates 18 hospitals and more than 130 outpatient locations across northern and central Wisconsin, as well as northeastern Minnesota and the Upper Peninsula. Preliminary plans for a new hospital and clinic have been created.
Because we have, I think, a very quick model and a scalable model, if we get city approvals and all the other regulatory approvals, we believe we can have this up and running in about 18 months from those approvals.
Aspirus is working to secure a site with convenient access to Highway 29, as well as capacity for future growth and service expansion. Work on Highway 8 in Rhinelander is expected to continue in the next couple of years. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is holding an informational meeting next week for people to learn more about it. The DOT plans to work on the section of Highway 8 between Highway 47 and 17 North. Construction is expected to begin in 2026. The DOT is holding a public involvement meeting on Tuesday, November 19th at 5 p.m. at Rhinelander City Hall. There will be a presentation at 5:15, followed by an open house. A new report shows Wisconsin voters approved a record number of school referendums in the 2024 elections. The Wisconsin Policy Forum released a study Thursday that found school districts held a record 241 referenda this year. The old record was 240 set to 1998. Voters approved a record 169 referenda, eclipsing the old record of 140 set in 2018. Developers interested in repurposing the soon-to-be-vacant Weinbrenner Shoes factory in Marshfield can submit their interest to the city through a request for qualifications process. City Administrator Steve Barg says the site has potential for both commercial and residential uses.
A mixed use, it has a fair amount of residential, but maybe has some light commercial retail. I know when we had the joint meeting on October 29th with the council and the CDA, there was conversation about a coffee shop or a gift shop or the kinds of service type businesses that might fit well in a project like this.
Barg says the challenge with the facility is its historic nature. It's featured on both the State and National Registry of Historic Places, which means there are limits to what can be done and special funding sources that could be available.
Whether that be windows, whether that be roofing, whether that be, you know, siding or whatever, they'll be familiar with what is acceptable to get the tax credits and do the project and not compromise the historic integrity.
Weinbrenner has broken ground on a new $14.5 million factory in Marshfield. The historic downtown building will be vacated by 2026. Barg says they will hold a walkthrough for interested developers in early December. A recent wave of racist texts targeting black Wisconsinites has sparked concerns about data privacy, Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The personal information that people voluntarily disclose on various online platforms is often used for marketing purposes and can be sold to data brokers who then sell it to others. Cybersecurity professor Chad Johnson at the University of Wisconsin at Stevens Point says industry estimates are that most data brokers have no less than 15 data points on every American, including age and ethnicity, detailed contact information, and even social security numbers.
And since there's no regulation over who can buy those, of course, it could be other advertising agencies, it could be other platforms. But there's also nothing stopping, for example, a white supremacist movement from buying that information for purposes exactly like this.
Personal data can also be stolen or leaked. Johnson adds there is currently no comprehensive federal law that protects data and privacy in the U.S. However, Wisconsin's new data privacy law goes into effect next year. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.